Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, Hillary Clinton does not like the media. We saw evidence of that this week when she did what to the press during a parade?
Didn't she send security to keep them out of her way or something?
Well, how did they keep them out of her way? She sort of treated them like cattle.
Cattle prods. Like, no, that would be so great. That would work.
That would be awesome.
She treated them like cattle. She led them away with a bucket of oats.
And they followed it.
I know. Does anyone else know?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Put them in a corral.
Yes, they
right?
put them in a corral. A moving rope corral is what they did. There was a parade, and campaign workers told the reporters and camera people to stand together. Then they surrounded them with a rope, right? And they marched them down the parade route carrying the rope.
That's how preschoolers get around.
That's
exactly. We had our 4th of July parade in Brattleboro a couple weeks ago, and that's how the preschools march around. They're all holding on to the little rope.
A little bit like that.
Yes.
Like, who thought that would work out? Like, who thought that would work?
Plus, I mean, if she wants to win over liberals, shouldn't she have a free-roaming press?
Yeah. Right.
A cage-free press?
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Organic press? Mm-hmm.
Peter, the Broadway show Hand to God had to be delayed the other night when just before the show, a guy climbed on stage to try and do what?
To do 16 bars of a chorus line as an audition for
right.
the play. There's a puppet in that show, right?
There is a puppet in the show, but the show had not begun.
Not a begun.
He was down to 2% battery life, and you know what that's like.
Oh, he wanted to charge his phone.
Exactly right.
No.
An audience member no. climbed onto the set and tried to plug his phone into a fake outlet.
No.
When the ushers rushed onto the stage and they removed his phone from the fake set, you know, and told him he just can't do that, he said, and this is true, well, where can I plug it in? People thought this must be a publicity stint by the play. Certainly it's got us talking about it. Many others did. But it's real. Other theatergoers filmed it, ironically, with their phones, which they, quite sensibly and politely, had plugged into miles-long extension cords going back to their homes in New Jersey. We all have been there, right? I mean, you're sitting there, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but the guy had a charger with him. Like, I never have a charger with me. Well, so I would have to borrow the charger from somebody and then go up on the set and plug it into the
You'd also have to get a lobotomy to think that it was okay to walk onto a theater set and just play. Or was he like, hey, the show hasn't started yet. When it starts, I'll get off the stage. You guys can do your pretendy acty things. But until then, I got to plug my phone in. I have a fantasy baseball team to update, so...